To get on, he managed to get it in neutral so the brakes weren't engaged and manually pushed her on board. Yeah, again, it took him like 11 minutes or so. I don't know how to get her mobility device into neutral, so I can't really move it.
All right. SOP, he was not supposed to push that. We're not to have mobility devices on the bus unless they're operable and the person can maneuver their own. So she doesn't know how to get it in neutral either?
That is correct. Not really much help in any regard.
All right. Well, I don't want to tie you up because you need to be pulling out now. If she is still on there when you get back down to Jefferson and 5th at 8:41, we'll have a supervisor come meet you. Or maybe they will be willing to see if they can find how to get it in neutral and so that she can roll down the ramp.
Okay, yeah. My understanding is she got on, went all the way to St. John's, and then she rode all the way from St. John's to downtown. So that'll be her second trip to downtown, I guess, and second trip to St. John's.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, if she has an issue with it, you can explain to her that she technically should not have gotten on the bus with a dead battery, and we're not obligated to injure ourselves by trying to push her off the bus with a dead battery. And then if she can figure out how to get her own piece of equipment in neutral, she's more than welcome to deboard off the bus whenever she would like. But we're not going to put you or any other TriMet employee in harm's way of injuring themselves.
Okay. At which point on the way back to downtown should I check in about this issue?
When you get to Jefferson and 5th, you have a 19-minute layover. That's more than enough time for a supervisor downtown to get to you to see if they can help out.
Okay, thanks for all the help. I appreciate all the advice. You have a wonderful night.
Red copy, SI's a mess. Thank you, have a good night as well.
9119.
9119.
Good evening, I'll be on the air.
Well, good evening. My notes say that I had no 19 today, so yay. Have a good evening.
1819.
4567 was just involved in an accident. I'm getting a little more details right this moment. They're at Shoals Ferry. Well, they're on 121st at Shoals Ferry heading westbound.
9120,
did you copy that?
Negative. He did pull off.
I'm sorry. 4567, vehicle 3047. They're currently on 121 at Shoals Ferry heading south. They were just involved. Sounds like there's no medical, but sounded like it was somebody coming head on.
Okay, we're heading that way.
All right, 2028.
Unit 677.
677.
677, I've checked the locations that we affected during our inspection today, and I'm not seeing any defects. I know there were some inspections done earlier in the day on some case maintenance out here, so I like he's tracking time to enter the right-of-way here from PDX pocket all the way to PDX, just going in and out of the right-of-way to inspect the cases.
I got me. Yeah, this started at 1831.
677, I copy. Okay.
Thanks, and that's information for Redline Trains. Yeah, tracking time. They're going to be going towards PDX pockets and PDX checking the same cases. So good for you. Keep an eye out for them at 2032.
Train 87, can you call the signal at Fuller?
87, affirmative. Watch the signal. Should be coming up here shortly.
87, copy. Thank you.
AM-44, welcome back. Currently just have the signal crew on the red line. They're inspecting signal cases from the PDX pocket to PDX. So just keep an eye out for them, and they'll clear for you. Have a good rest of your evening.
45, copy. There's going to crew case inspection at PDX pocket to PDX. Have a good rest of the night, sir.
Thank you. 2038.
Cross East Roadway to 3... Charlie Delta and moving up to Alpha Bravo, you say?
Hey, be going up to 3 Charlie to couple to 102, it's on 3 Bravo, so across the walkway there, and then move up to Alpha Bravo position.
Okay, copy that. 212.
Thank you, 2039.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
24-67, how can I help?
Oh, well, I thought I pushed ready for service. I'm just letting you guys know I was going on the route, but I pushed the wrong button, sorry.
Oh, no, you did. You pressed ready for service, and I see that now my partner gave you the block. So, thank you, and once again, we really appreciate your help.
Anytime, appreciate you. Thank you.
At 2105.
Train 18 is currently eastbound at Orenco. If you can't make it out there in time, though, we do have a supervisor that will grab your things for you. So.
All right, copy. Thank you.
You're welcome. 2260.
All right, copy. Move complete. Thank you. 2260.
Turn me up for a red mount, please.
All right, copy. Third Morrison for a red mount.
26 Echo Foxtrot. Have a good night.
2224.
But if you see call boards, please stop and call control. Again, flags are going up in preparation for train order 6,
2224. All right, copy 667. The call boards now up at eastbound at Gresham Central, and you're clear the right away 2226.
Copy that. I'll let you know when I have them up.
Thank you,
2227.
Okay, thanks.
Have a good night. You too, bye. Hey, Rose Quarter.
How firm? Did he say he sits in? Affirmative. I'll meet with him and pull the train back.
Copy.
44.
It was my money car. Treat me again, sir.
Ow. What do you mean, trip you again? Are you not reset yet? You have to push the reset button on the Type 5.
Yeah, 6 and 6 is the white vertical in trip me again.
Do you press the reset button?
I'm calling about train order 6 or 5.
I'm calling in regards to train order number 6. I wasn't sure where your guys' destination was this evening.
Train 96, yeah, we're not heading out to Cleveland tonight.
Okay, I copy that. And at this time, all trains on East Air that are going to be affected by train order number 6 have acknowledged it is active. If I miss anyone, give me a call. It's 2239.
Is car 534 near train number 215?
All right, and you've pushed the blue reset button for the ATS activation.
To Y03 and back down to 7 Gulf to couple with 404.
Can you go up to Lloyd Center and check out the TVMs and let me know which one is out of service?
I got me.
Copy order 5.